Video, Larry Elder vows to nix mask, vaccine mandates right away if elected California governor. By Amy Furr on August 14, 2021. Conservative radio talk show host Larry Elder held a press conference Friday amid his run to replace California Governor Gavin Newsom, D. I believe I am going to win this election after Gavin Newsom is recalled, Elder stated, according to Fox 5. There's a reason for the outrageous price of homes, and the reasons are left-wing policies. There's a reason for the rise in crime, and it's left-wing policies. There's a reason for the rise in homelessness, and it's left-wing policies, he continued during the virtual news conference. A lot of people haven't connected the dots, Elder added. According to the outlet, recent polls found while most Californians were undecided regarding who they wanted to replace Newsom, Elder was in the lead among the Republican field of candidates. Elder blasted Newsom's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and promised to end any mask or statewide vaccine mandates. Assuming there are mandates for masks and statewide mandates for vaccines, they will be suspended right away, he explained. Newsom attacked Elder during a recent Zoom call with campaign volunteers, according to Breitbart News. Newsom's attack acknowledges Elder, a popular figure who has never run for public office before, as the leading threat to his tenure. Several recent polls show voters increasingly prepared to recall Newsom. The most recent showed a majority of likely California voters were prepared to remove Newsom from office, a reversal from earlier this year. In an Instagram post on July 30, Elder wrote, "No mask and vaccination mandates when I become governor." Meanwhile, Hollywood legend and noted Republican Clint Eastwood reportedly issued a message of support to Elder. "Clint Eastwood just contacted me with a message of his support. A shout out to Mr. Eastwood. You made my day," Elder wrote in a social media post on Tuesday. However, it was not immediately clear if Eastwood's message constituted a formal endorsement, according to Breitbart News.